coming up on Travel Writers Radio, we've got a terrific interview by one of our reporters from Queensland, Melinda Hammond, who's previewing the Broadbeach Country Music Festival, which is on this weekend, July 28, 29 and 30, up there on the Gold Coast. And Melinda's previewing the event, and she's speaking with one of the headline acts, Tomato Tomato. That's an American group, obviously, husband and wife group, who've given us permission to play one of their new tracks, Toss It All Away.
I've been making myself crazy, buying all the latest gadgets. Something's got a bell or whistle, then I gotta have it. But I'm afraid that I might disappear into my boat. Toss it all away, I'm going home. Keep my belly fat, 3-piece suit and fancy shoes, a feather in my cap. They keep dangling the hair, I keep putting on the show. Toss it all away, I'm going. Radio and steering wheel is all I need to drive. I'll take my hat and leave the rest. Throw away my phone. Toss it all away, I'm going home.
Good morning to the beautiful Lisa McGlagan from Tomato Tomato. Have I got that right, Lisa?
Sure. Well, we usually say tomato tomato, but we want it to work for everybody, so that's great.
Yeah, now Lisa and John are a folk music duo, and they're out in Australia for the Broadbeach Country Music Festival. Sounds like a wonderful gig if you can get it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. This is the festival's fifth year, and I know last year they had over 30,000 people attend, so it's going to be a great weekend for live music.
Yeah. Now, you're described as an old-timesy, rootsy, washboard-infused folk duo, you and your husband, John. Would you like to give us some more details about that, please?
Sure. Yeah, that's a little bit of a mouthful. We're definitely a folky band in that it's kind of roots music, very original, a lot of harmony. And then I've got this kind of one-woman band thing going on with John. He plays the guitar and sings, and then I play a kick drum, a snare drum, a washboard, a shaker, a tambourine, and sing with him all kind of at the same time. So it's a little bit of a spectacle to look at.
Yeah. Now I've been reading up on your bio here, and it says you ticky-tack your way through each number with rollicking speed and enthusiasm. So I'm guessing that's how you like to have yourself described?
Yeah, well, that's a great description. And our music is a lot of fun. So enthusiasm is a great word to describe it because we want everybody that's in our audience to have fun. We really try to give everybody a very positive experience and leave them feeling, slightly happier than when they originally sat down.
Yeah, now it has a bit of a jazz style to it. I did listen to your song that you recommended, which was Toss It All Away. And I was immediately reminded of the good old Beverly Hillbillies crossed with a Hannah Montana type style. How do you describe yourselves?
How do we describe ourselves? Well, we're fun. We're rootsy, folky. That particular track has some amazing musicians on it, with like fiddle and mandolin and banjo and stuff. So that would definitely have a more kind of bluegrassy country flavor. But yeah, our music definitely kind of pays homage to multiple genres, I would say.
Yeah, now that's deliberate, I'm guessing. You are musically trained. You went to music college, and you've been teaching post-secondary education for some time now. What made you transfer out of academia into a traveling the world, playing music and making people happy?
Well, that's a good question. For a long time, we were teaching as professors, and that was in the jazz idiom. So, and as you said, we both went to school for that, and that's actually where we met, was in our graduate studies program for jazz. And then basically, we were living and kind of bouncing around chasing those kinds of jobs. And then when we realized we permanently wanted to move back to Canada, we realized that we would have to give that up. Because there's no university program for music where we live, but we wanted to live near our family. So we kind of just took a chance and did that. And then I started teaching in the public school system for a bit. And I still do just a day and a half a week, But yeah, we were already playing jazz together, and then we were singing all this folk music around the house. And I kind of said to John that I thought we should do that instead.
Yeah, now it has a kind of romantic connotation, I guess, to what you do. Sitting by the river, now I think again I read something about you baking homemade pies and dancing around the kitchen. I'm guessing it's that homespun image that people are relating to when they go to see you play.
Well, it is pretty relatable, I would say. I mean, John is the songwriter for us, and maybe I'll let you speak with him in a second here, but he tends to write from a very honest perspective, and think things that are, the music might sound a little bit old-timey, but the concepts are very current.
And I guess that's what we all relate to when it comes to the nostalgia of the past and that modern, I guess, that modern sound that you have going there. You've got two albums out at the moment.
Yes, we have two albums out. Our debut was called So It Goes, and our current record is called I Go Where You Go. And we actually have our third one kind of in the works. We're going to Nashville in January to record it.
Yeah, and that's what impresses me the most with you. I was looking at the awards that you've won, and there's quite a list of them. Which of those awards is most impressive for you guys?
Well, to be honest with you, it would be one that we didn't win, but John was nominated for, and I'm speaking for him too, so maybe he'd have a different answer than me, but to be nominated for Songwriter of the Year on the East Coast was a really big kind of feather in our caps because, that's everything. That's just saying that the music is good and they like what we're doing. So whether we actually took that award home or not, it was fantastic to be nominated for that.
Yeah, and some of the other awards that I've got written down here are the regional winners for the CBC National Searchlight Competition. Now, I'm assuming these are all in America.
Well, I think they can vote all over. I don't think there's a cutoff for countries when the voting is concerned. It's mostly an online competition. It was very stressful, to be honest with you, because you really have to push, to get people to go online and vote. But it was so cool because we got to connect with other musicians and bands all across Canada, and you kind of end up bonding a little bit over it and helping each other out. So yeah, we got to connect with people all across the country through that, and they narrow it down. And so yeah, to be the regional winners for that was a really, really big deal.
Yeah, and exciting and more things to come, I'm sure. Now, I was reading again that you are travelling this year all through Europe, Australia and Canada. Now, you've just finished in Canada, I believe. Were you in Vancouver?
Yes, we were in Vancouver. And when we get home, we're heading straight to Regina for the Regina Folk Festival there. And then we have a few shows on the East Coast as well in Canada.
Yeah, and then a couple of nights ago, you were at Ipswich here in Queensland with Troy Cassadaly. Now, it looks from the pictures that you had a wonderful time dancing along and singing with Troy Cassadaly. Is that correct?
Yes, that was wonderful. We were just supporting him. You know, we played a little set to kind of warm everybody up for his performance, and it was just a very positive night for live music in Queensland. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and then the Triffid here in Brisbane last night, and then you're off to Broadbeach to start on Friday through to Sunday. So we're all looking forward to having you join us here at Broadbeach on the beautiful coast, Gold Coast of Queensland. Where are you off to after that?
After that, we head south to Melbourne, and we have a few shows there. We have, I believe it's August the 5th, we play the Spotted Mallard, and then on the 6th, we play the Caravan Club. We've heard such great things about those venues, so we're really excited to head to Melbourne.
Yeah,
is this your... Oh, and we're also...
Yeah, sorry?
We're also playing in Maitland as well, at the Junkyard.
Yeah, so you're covering a few kilometres while you're here in Australia, but I guess you're used to that by now.
Yeah, well, we're starting to get used to it. It's really nice. It's really wonderful. And we love to come to Australia. It's our second time here. And we didn't get to spend very much time last time we were here. We were only here for 4 days in Sydney, which is kind of silly to fly all the way here and then fly all the way home. But that was for Australian Music Week, which was also very positive. And I think we're developing quite a love. We're quite enamored with your country.
and I'm guessing you will come back in the future. How long are you here for this time?
We're here for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, and traveling with your beautiful daughter. I'm guessing it's a bit cold to dip your toes in the water right now.
Well, we're from Canada, so we've been actually going swimming every day since we've been here because the weather here is really similar to our summer right now. Because it doesn't get as high. I mean, in some areas it does, but right now I'd say this is late spring, you know, early summer weather for us. So it's actually perfect. We're very comfortable and kind of giggling that it's called winter right now.
Yeah, and keep in mind, everybody, that we've just had the coldest morning here in Brisbane in the last 2 years. So I'm sitting here interviewing in a fluffy coat. So it's great to see that you're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather. I know it's going to be beautiful down on the Gold Coast on the weekend. Where can we find you on the weekend?
You can find us at multiple stages. The first one on Friday is the Broadbeach Mall stage, and we play at 12:40 for an hour. Saturday, we are on the Kurawa Big Top stage, and that's at 1:45 for an hour. On Sunday, we're on the Broadbeach Mall stage again at 1:10. And, of course, you can always go to the website to see broadbeachcountry.com, and that would be for the full information and schedule and tickets. And, well, actually, there are no tickets because it's a free event, but that website would have the full breakdown for all of everybody's favorite performers.
Yeah, and there's a pretty great lineup, I believe, going down there on the weekend. But if you miss Lisa and John, everybody, they'll be heading down to Melbourne, which I think, again, you'll be well received down there, and then Maitland, which is an interesting throw-in as well. I know I'm out of time. I'm up to my 10 minutes and I'll get into trouble for this. But just a very quick word with John. It's been lovely talking to you, Lisa, and I'll just have a very quick word to him, and then I'll look forward to seeing you on
fantastic.
The weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, well, I'll send you to John. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi, John. Welcome to Australia.
Oh, thank you. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I've used up my whole allocated time talking to your wife. Now, I read on your Facebook page or on your blog there that you and your wife get on very, very well and you never fight and it's all very romantic.
That's on our... That doesn't sound right. No, you know, we actually are strangely compatible and it's so great for us that we can do this together and experience it all. Yeah, with our daughter.
Yeah, and you've got a little one coming along behind you. Is she already tapping on the washboards as well?
Yeah, she wants to be a singer, and she's been working on some bass playing. So she she's going to do her own thing. We'll be backing her up, I think, is what's going to happen.
Oh, okay. So she'll be the star, and you'll be in the background. I love it. Yeah. Now, very quickly, I believe were nominated, or you put your name up for Songwriter of the Year.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And how long have you been writing music?
I think as Lisa was mentioning, we have kind of a background in jazz. So I've been writing instrumental music for years and years, and kind of writing for big band and jazz groups. But this kind of songwriting with lyrics is more recent. It's been, probably about 5 years I've been doing that. So not too long, really.
Yeah. And how do you find the lyrics and the story behind your music? Do you enjoy that as much?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, especially when you're traveling, there's just so many interesting things happening all the time that it's not hard to find things to write about. It's hard to find the time to actually write them down.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.